Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, there were a lot of people who were really panicked yesterday. I know some of them, especially some younger people who haven't ridden this roller coaster ride before, and they've kind of gotten used to the upward tick of the stock market. It is Tuesday, the 6th day of February, 2018, Ronald Reagan Day, the 107th birthday of our 40th president, my favorite president of my lifetime, so I always make a point of mentioning it on his birthday. And we're very glad you're with us here for Richmond's Morning News. I'm John Reed. So Paul Penland is with Commonwealth Estate Planning. And I can imagine, Paul, that your phone was like blowing up yesterday afternoon. How was your Monday?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing to see an 1,800-point sell-off. And, you know, it really demonstrates a couple of things. One is that stock markets all over the world rest on some very delicate fault lines. And it when they tremor, it's felt around the world. Mm-hmm. And the tremor was caused in the last few days. It's not going away either. And that is the fear of inflation. Those interest rates are going up. And the entire world is interest sensitive. You and I, when we do our daily lives, it's all around interest rates of what we pay on a credit card or we buy a car or a house. And so what happens there is as soon as they feel like the interest rates are going up and inflation's going up, which means the cost of doing business is going to go up, which means profits are down, which means the stock market is not the place to be if you're looking for equities and distribution of income and profit. It's going to go down. Well, that's the problem. And the feds are going up on their interest rates, and there's more people. And, of course, what really fired this up was the jobs report in the United States. We're basically at full employment, which means more people have money. It's more money in the market. Well, that just means inflation. And it's all being translated out that way. And that's why you have this rush out of the equities market into bonds and so forth, perceived as much safer.
So it's all anticipatory. But why is it that we've had weeks, if not months now, where everyone has been kind of positive? And then what do you think triggered yesterday to say, wait a minute, let's start this? Was it, as one of our guests suggested, a computer? It originated with computer sell-offs, and that's why we saw this cascade downwards? Or was there something in somebody's head that said, we got to do this?
I think it's both. We are now so into the automatic kind of triggering, which is true. But the other thing is, you've got to remember, for most folks out here, they get up in the morning, they go about their daily lives, and they're really not seeing anything but the superficial growth of the market. They don't see the underlying seismic events, and they may be just tiny. But the economists are watching this all the time, and they're watching around the world. And that jobs report was powerful because we're almost at full employment. But the other thing, too, John, is what's lending a lot of money, throwing a lot of money into the market is that Americans, not only are we making more money, we're spending more. I mean, what's the cost of your home today as opposed to 5 years ago? You know, things like that are skyrocketing. And there are also greater debt for personal and debt for the public. I mean, you kind of remember, our dear Congress, look what they've just done. They gave us a tax break, and it's financed through public debt of $1 trillion. That all plays out, and all of it has an influence on the way people, especially the institutional investors. They're looking at it from another vantage point. You know, you and I may have 100 shares of a stock, but the guy down the street that we don't even know at 200,000 shares.
So what are you saying to your clients who called you yesterday and who no doubt will be on the phone with you today? I would assume that it's buckle up and ride this thing out, but is that correct?
Well, to a certain extent, it depends on age. It's time horizons. Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody's 35, 45 years old, this is nothing but an academic exercise to a large extent. But when somebody's 55 and 60, and that this is all about retirement, because my entire focus for Commonwealth Estate Planning Group is retirement planning. So when I'm talking to somebody who's 55 or 60 and yesterday is going on, I'm saying, look, you've got to keep in mind this could be a rocky road for another few years. Do you want to really go back through an 01 through 08 scenario in which we had from 98 to 2008, we had 10 years in which there was zero growth?
Right.
Well, so that's not good. If you're 55 and you get to 65, you might as well put the money under the bed in a paper bag.
you can understand their jitters. And real fast, are you at all worried about what happens in an hour and 19 minutes?
Do we see another
drop-off today?
No, if we see another drop-off today, my clients personally are okay because, again, I'm dealing with folks that are on the cusp of retirement, and I've been systematically moving them away from risk. So that's not an issue. If I had clients that were deep, deep in the market, this would be another conversation because you've got to start. Again, age has everything. Yeah. The age is the key. It's the time horizon.
Well, this is when you earn your money, is to calm people down and make sure that the money's in the right place so that they don't take a hit when things are volatile.
Exactly, because, exactly. Look, the heartbreak of 08 and 09 was too much.
And the heartbreak of
2000, because it's all about, you know, it's one thing when a 35-year-old is all upset because you lost 25 grand. But it's another thing when that 65-year-old lost the 25 grand or 30 grand, and he's absolutely on the cusp of retirement. He can't make that money up.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Important to keep an eye on it and to think through it as you get closer to retirement age. Paul Penland, Commonwealth Estate Planning. I know that I know that you will keep an eye on it for us and for your clients, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you, Paul.
John. Good show, buddy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.